Radio on Facebook.
And this is KBOO Portland. It's 9:59 a.m. coming up at 10. Eric Ascadia is taking the day off, and we will hear Flashpoints. This is a rebroadcast of yesterday evening's program from KPFA, and we thank our friends in Berkeley for sharing that with us. And that's coming up right after these important announcements, so stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Minority Cannabis Business Association Marley Natural Expungement Day, August 27th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Village Ballroom in Portland. Expungement means to set aside arrests or convictions. Attendees that have applicable nonviolent cannabis-related crimes on their criminal record will leave the event with their expungement paperwork approved and processed by sponsored legal assistants. Again, that's the Expungement Day, August 27th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Village Ballroom, 704 Northeast Deakum Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Produced by Her, a screening of four documentaries that were made in the Produced by Her media program. The screening will be August 28th at 5 p.m. at the Hollywood Theater in Portland. The short films explore the commercial sexual exploitation of children in Oregon, the importance of safe space in the LGBTQ community, women and street art, and the experience of black girls in Portland. Again, that's Produced by Her, a documentary screening, Sunday, August 28th at 5 p.m. at the Hollywood Theater, 4111 Northeast Broadway in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
And today on Flashpoints, we feature a special radio town hall with the Green Party USA vice presidential candidate, Ajamu Baraka. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with your phone calls as well today for Ajamu to ask him questions. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more on Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio.
And for our KBOO listeners, be advised that this is a rebroadcast, so those phone lines are not open.
And welcome to a special Radio Town Hall edition of Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio today. I'm Kevin Pina, filling in for Dennis Bernstein. It is an honor and a pleasure to welcome the Green Party USA vice presidential candidate Ajamu Baraka to this program. I just want to make a couple comments first, which is, you know, in my lifetime, I've lived under the duopoly. It's always been either the Democrats or the Republicans. The context of the discourse has always been limited by what's allowed in the mainstream media. Rarely have I ever heard any mainstream candidate talk as Bernie Sanders did during his failed, unsuccessful bid for the Democratic nomination this year. But I would say that the banner is still being held high. At least that seems to be the way many people see it, who want an alternative in this country to the Republicans and the Democrats. Certainly there's the Libertarians, but they are nowhere close when it comes to political positions for progressives that the Green Party USA and their two candidates, Jill Stein, the presidential candidate, and our guest today, the vice presidential candidate, Ajamu Baraka. Ajamu is a human rights defender. He's been doing this for decades now. He's a veteran grassroots organizer, and his roots are really in the black liberation movement in this country, anti-apartheid struggles, and something that we also share an affinity for, which is the Central American solidarity struggles. To our listeners, Flashpoint listeners, please welcome vice presidential candidate for the Green Party, Ajamu Baraka. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, Kevin. I'm really happy to be with you tonight.
Well, as I said, I think that it is extraordinarily historic that a man such as yourself and that a woman such as Jill Stein are able to have the platform that you do this election cycle to be able to speak to the American people, to the people of the United States. Certainly the Green Town Hall was great. I hope that you've been equally successful in following that up. It looks as if, though, the mainstream press is kind of shutting it down again. And it's one of the reasons that I wanted to pick it up here with our listeners and the commitment that Pacifica Radio and KPFA has to allowing those voices that do not get the same play as the Clintons and the Trumps, who seem to just eat up the bandwidth of the news cycle. And so it's an honor to have you here today, and thank you for taking your time to be here with us. So let's start with domestic policy. Certainly, we know that income inequality and income disparity has not gone away. In fact, it continues to increase. I looked up a figure the other day. I looked at U.S. Poverty Institute figures, and I looked up National Priorities Project figures, and I put together a composite, and this was the statement that I came up with. 17 million children, nearly 17 million children in the United States live in poverty today. And in 2015, 54% of the federal discretionary budget went to the military.
Mm-hmm.
Can you comment on that, sir?
I mean, it's a reflection of the priorities of this state, of this government, that instead of investing in the people, investing in creating sustainable jobs at wages in which people can live with dignity. Instead, the elite transfers public funds from the pockets of the working people into the pockets of the military industrialists. And the objective there, of course, is for them to attempt to try to maintain their global hegemony. And they're willing to do that. They're willing to do that and fight to the last drop of your and my blood. So we have to change that. I mean, with I thought you were going to say that one of the group most impacted by this growing poverty, and I say growing in the sense that some of the advances that were made, three, 4 decades ago have been completely reversed in terms of the poverty rate and the population that is suffering the most, populations are African-American women followed by Latino women. So this has a disproportionate impact on the lives of women, and that consequence has an impact on the entire community, because we know that many women now are in fact the major and only breadwinner, if you will. They are heading up families. So this poverty rate of women and children is really the shame of this culture, and really the shame of this economic system that is really unable to address these kinds of contradictions. So that's this conversation is the conversation we want to have with people in this country. We want to have an honest conversation around how this economy is organized, who benefits from it, and to what extent can it in fact be reformed.
And you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio, and that is the voice of Ajamu Baraka, the Green Party USA candidate for Vice President of the United States. We're having our own radio town hall today. We're going to take our first question for you, Ajamu. It's from Paul in San Francisco. Paul, welcome to Flashpoints.
Thank you. It's good to speak with him. My question is, if your party's elected, what's the first thing you do to stop global warming? And the answer I'm looking for is what Germany did, which is they built tens of thousands of 100-panel solar-powered houses so that the working class got the lion's share of income from solar power.
Well, let's hear what Ajamu has to say about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, our campaign is based on a firm commitment to moving to clean energy and creating millions of jobs in the process. So we are, the Green Party, of course, is the Green Party, and it is committed to the transformation of the economy away from these fossil fuels and these other polluting industries. So a major component of our platform is to, in fact, move toward 100% clean energy by 2030. So that will be a thrust of our policies. We believe in the possibilities of alternative energy, wind, solar, and water. And so we intend, if we win, to begin to try to implement those kinds of policies.
And let's go ahead and take another question from Jeff from Novato. Are you there, Jeff?
Yes.
Welcome to Flashpoints.
Yeah. My name is Jeffrey Gale, and I'm the author of a very controversial book that Bill Moyers endorsed on the cover about the media as power brokers in presidential elections. And the question I want to ask the vice presidential candidate for the Green Party is, does he agree with U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders, who has repeatedly stated that people who voted for him in the primaries should hold their noses and vote for Hillary Rodham Clinton because, God forbid, with a lot of people thinking that the fix is in, God forbid, Donald Trump could win the election?
Good question. What do you think of Jim?
Well, no, if we felt that way, we wouldn't be running the campaign that we are attempting to run. We are running to build an alternative, to offer an alternative to the two major parties. And we say that the people in the U.S. need to have real choices, that we cannot continue to vote for fear and marginalize our principles, that we have to at some point draw a line in the sand and say that we are committed to building alternative power. Because look, every 4 years there's going to be this threat from the right, from the far right, even as the Democrats continue to move to the right. So I mean, you look at who's in the queue on the Republican side. You know, of course, the media has been very successful, and Donald Trump has added to that with his ridiculous comments in creating this caricature of Donald Trump, and making everyone completely fearful of the possibility of this individual winning the presidency, as though the presidency is a dictator, a king, and that they have the power to basically impose the will on the American people. We understand that game. But we say that basically we have to understand that if we're not committed to building alternative power, we're going to be caught playing that lesser of two evil game going forward. And so for people who are going to participate in the electoral process, you know, I think at some point you have to disengage from that kind of game plan and be really committed to building something that's alternative, something that's really grounded in the people, the interests of the people, as opposed to giving your votes to the Democrat and being part of now really a insignificant almost sector of the new Democratic coalition that Hillary Clinton is building. She is now incorporating elements from the Republican Party, from the right, into a new sort of realignment politically within the Democratic Party. And so those progressive elements that are concerned about Donald Trump, labor, women, all of the elements that made up a sort of progressive coalition, if you will, within the Democratic Party, you know, you're going to be even more marginalized than before. I mean, the Democrats demonstrated, Hillary demonstrated her contempt for the Bernie Sanders campaign, first by inviting Tim Kaine on as the VP, and then basically shutting out, there was some concessions with the platform that's non-binding and nobody really pays any attention to, but they basically wanted the Sanders campaign supporters to basically come to the convention, sit down, shut up, and be quiet. So that's the level of contempt they have for any kind of real reform within the party. So the question becomes, you know, how do we build something that's outside of the two-party monopoly? How do we build something that's really grounded in the people if we're going to play this electoral game?
And that's a voice of Green Party USA Vice Presidential Candidate Ajamu Baraka. I want to remind our listeners, you can call in and ask Mr. Baraka your own questions. 510-848-4425, 510-848-4425, locally in the San Francisco Bay Area, or to our affiliates out there in the world, 1-800-958-9008. Again, that's 1-800-958-9008. Let's take one more call, and then we're going to take a short break. Susan in San Francisco, welcome to Flashpoints on on Pacifica Radio.
Thank you. I would like to find out what your policy or plans are regarding Social Security benefits, which serve more than 60 million retirees, disabled workers, spouses, and survivors. Are you going to be looking into a commensurate adjustment of the COLA, which, although their benefits are tied to our earnings throughout our lifetime, however, the raise of them is tied to the cost of living. And is there any adjustment commensurate to the minimum wage raise? Because the minimum wage at federal level, the 7.25, is considered to be starvation level, and yet the average Social Security benefit is even below that. It is $1,232 a month.
We're going to have to get to a question. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. And are you looking into adjusting that a commensurate amount with the minimum wage? Because we shop on Main Street, minimum wage is service and restaurant and retail, and I want the minimum wage raise to work, but I don't think it's going to without 60 million people being considered. And it's just as important as the 43 million.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got to cut off because we don't have a lot of time. We're going to have a lot of guests this hour. Well, what about that, Ajamu? I mean, there is this question of the minimum wage being raised, but there was no consideration given to the unintended consequences, which is thousands of people may be cut off the rolls because they'll no longer be, their income will be raised so that they'll no longer be eligible for a lot of services.
Well, I mean, I think that if we raise the minimum wage, and we have to be committed to that because we have to have a living wage, and then we can make the adjustments with the Social Security process to ensure.